News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Of course, we are actually here to talk to Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, about Tech Check and about Marks and Spencers, because they're continuing to deal with a cyber attack, Jess, which has caused lots of disruptions.
Yeah, this is something that's been going on since this day last week. What's interesting is I was actually in an M&S store Saturday a week ago, and you couldn't pay contactlessly. And my first thought was, oh, I wonder, is there, you know, some sort of attack? Now, it turns out that was an entirely separate IT issue that they had on the Saturday. But fast forward to the Monday, the company decided to pause all contactless payments as well as activity on its website. And as of this morning, I went online this morning, you still can't place any orders on their website. They are pausing all of that. Contactless payment has returned. But the CEO of Marks & Spencer sent an email out to customers on Tuesday saying that they had been targeted by a cyber incident. It looks, and they haven't confirmed this as of yet, but a lot of the trademarks of this seem to be a ransomware attack. People will be familiar with that word ransomware from what happened to the HSE a number of years ago. This is where hackers infiltrate the system and essentially put ring fences around information, refusing to let the company have access to it unless a ransom is paid. We don't have any details as of yet if that's the case in this instance. But what we do know is that M&S, which has 65,000 workers in the UK and Ireland, anyone who had been working from home has been locked out of the system. Now, that was a precautionary measure taken by M&S. So if you had a Marks & Spencer email address, for example, you haven't been able to use that. So they seem to be battening down the hatches in terms of all online activity. The stores are still obviously open. Click and collect wasn't operational over the last number of days.
They did say if you've been notified that your item, for example, if you've ordered a jumper or something, is there, you can still go and get it.
Yes.
But other newer things, if you haven't been notified, don't go to the shops. It's not happening.
It's also worth noting that in the email the CEO sent out, they did say that customers have no need to worry. So if you've placed an order on M&S over the last whatever number of months, there's no indication as of yet that customer data has been infiltrated or impacted. But it's just a cautionary tale, a good reminder to be wary, I suppose, of clicking on links, emails that you receive. You might remember in the instance of the HSE attack, this all started, or that all started, because somebody clicked on an attachment to an email. And that's
how the virus
got into the system. It was sitting there for quite a while. It built up the knowledge and then it was executed. So these things still do happen.
But as far as we know, if you're somebody who has ordered in recent months from M&S, as many of us will have done, including myself, your details, your credit cards, your emails and all that, that's still secure?
As of this moment, yes. Now, what will happen is, as this investigation is ongoing, M&S will have to alert the Data Protection Authority in the UK and the Data Protection Commission in this country if customer information is impacted. But as I said, as of right now, there's no evidence that is the case.
Great stuff. Thank you for that, Jess. Talk to you again next week.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.